Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. We're broadcasting live from our studio in Boulder, Colorado, and it's going to be a very interesting show. You know, it's not difficult to understand the times that we're living in and the condition of our collective situation here on the planet. And what I really like about what we do with this show is how we bring opportunities for you to do something about it. When you think about the collective experience that we're having, it's not done by the change isn't done by some collective effort, like it's something removed from you. When there's change in the world, it can only happen in one place, and that's inside each individual. The collective change that we're looking for to bring about a more nurturing and rewarding experience here on our wonderful, beautiful planet is going to come from individual change. And I really enjoy bringing people on the show that can make that happen. And tonight is no different. Tonight our guest is Susanna Kennedy. She's an author, speaker, spiritual midwife, and the Graceful Transformation Expert. She is the author of the book Sacred Union, Pathway to Paradise, and a host of the Reality Crafting with Susanna on the One World Puja Network. I really like Susanna's material, and I don't want to waste any time. I want to get her on the show. So welcome to the show, Susanna.
Aloha. This is Susanna. Welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
It's so delightful to have you on the show today. I'm delighted you're here. And if I had to guess, I'd say it's probably still sunny in Hawaii because it's quite dark here in Colorado.
Well, it is daytime, but I have to admit it's not sunny. We're having a rainy day today.
Right. Well, I've been exposed to your material for quite some time, and I have to say I'm very delighted with it. I feel like it's a very comprehensive collection of material you have, the Pathway to Paradise and the Three Steps to Graceful Transformation is very conscious work. It's obvious your heart and your soul has been put into this.
Certainly has. It's my sole purpose, and it's an expression of my sole purpose and my joy and honor to share it with everybody.
There's something about when you follow the impulse of your heart and your soul. There's at least from my own experience, there's a level of fulfillment, I guess is the word, but it's just so deeply satisfying to show up for that sole purpose.
It is, and it's. It wasn't. I lived most of my life, I guess, not doing that until I did, and then it really is a fulfillment at a soul level. It's interesting how actually living your soul purpose nourishes your soul, and it does bring you joy, and it is, you know, my passion, and it just keeps me going, and it feels like there's no other reason to be here. I can't imagine doing anything else. At this point, certainly no turning back to the life that I had before.
Well, how did you come about this? I mean, you mentioned that you weren't always in this alignment with your soul purpose. How did that transpire in your life that you were able to identify your soul purpose and then move into alignment and start fulfilling it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, and you know, the Motor City, and I was, you know, my parents grew up in the 50s, so they were kind of, they kind of programmed me to get married and have kids. So I did. And then, you know, I really loved being with my kids, and yet I was feeling like I needed more adult stimulation. So I went to college, and it took me like 9 years to get my bachelor's degree. I ended up getting my degree, a master's degree in instructional and performance technology, which in the corporate world is designing training programs. And that really came very naturally to me. I had some, I guess, natural talents in that way of coaching and teaching and helping people to move from one state of behavior to another. And I did very well in that. And then one, and yet, you know, it was, I guess it was the content of what I was teaching, because in the auto industry, and my clients were the auto companies, you know, what I was designing was how to run a car dealership. Now, you know, I did very well with this, and the training that I developed went out to 104 different countries. It was translated into 14 different languages. You know, 50,000 people took the training that I designed and developed. So I definitely was successful, but I was still, you know, feeling like, you know, was I really put on this earth to teach guys how to run car dealerships? I don't think so. You know, there's got to be something more to this. And it was almost, I guess, you know, that must have been the signal to my higher self, because soon after I started to really question that, I woke up one Saturday morning and there was this intense energy moving up my spine. And it was so intense and electric and fiery, and it was scary. And I kind of yelled out, "Oh my God, what's happening?" And I heard an answer in my head. It was soft and it was calm, but it was very clear, and it said, "You are giving birth to yourself, just breathe."
Right.
So having, you know, having birthed, you know, two children, I did the Lamaze breath, and it was about an hour and a half that this energy continued to just move up my spine in waves, and my spine was actually kind of undulating on the bed. It was weird. And then, but when it was done, I felt like a completely different person. And there was this new perception of who I was. And it was, I couldn't have explained it. I still, you know, maybe can't explain it. It was big and vast and bright and beautiful. And I could see this perception of who I thought I was, which wasn't really who I was all those years, you know. And I could see that who I thought I was up until that moment was a collection of beliefs that I had adopted in my early childhood. And I knew that even though I could see now that wasn't the truth of who I was, I could also see that those beliefs were kind of programmed into my cell, into my cellular structure, and I knew somehow that if I didn't get rid of that, I wasn't going to really be able to be who I really am and do what I came here to do. And that feeling of I am here for a purpose, and I, you know, got to find out what it is and start doing that. It was so strong. It drove me. It was just, I was driven with it. And so the first thing that I wanted to do was figure out how do I let go of this false programming that was in me. And of course, you know, then I learned a lot about it, and I did find a way very very soon after that, because the other thing that happened with this is that it turned on a bunch of abilities that had, I'm sure that we all have, that were dormant in me, and turned them on, you know, extra sensory perceptions that from that point on really guided me and helped me and showed me the way. And so I was guided to a man who had a particular modality that was designed to help you let go of that early programming, you know, that we all have, and also to detoxify the energy body and the emotional body, you know, because everything that we have ever felt that we haven't expressed is still trapped in our emotional body. And for a lot of us, that's a lot of stuff, because in most cultures, we're programmed, we're taught to not express ourselves fully, you know, be nice, don't rock the boat, keep the peace, you know.
Right.
And we stuff a lot of stuff into our bodies, and it goes into our tissues and our organs and our chakras and, you know, into these multidimensional layers, and it doesn't ever go away, and it comes back later in the form of dramas and traumas and illnesses, and it kind of comes back to haunt us later. So I really was on a mission to let go of all that, and I did. And after I was really clear of the past, then I was being guided internally, and I was guided to go to all of these sacred spots around the world. And in those sacred spots, I would receive downloads of information, activations, initiations, all kinds of wonderful stuff was happening in these places. And I spent about 2 years following my guidance and going through all of these initiations. And when that period was complete, I moved here to Kauai. So I live on Kauai, which is known as the Garden Isle of Kauai. So I went
from Detroit,
Michigan to paradise. And it took me about a year, or a little less than a year, maybe 9 months actually, between the time that I downloaded this big download when I was in France, in a cathedral in France. And at that point, I was told by my guides, my internal guidance, that consider myself pregnant. A gift for the world is going to be born through you. This is what I was hearing. And so just, you know, take it easy. Just treat yourself as you nurture yourself as you would if you were pregnant. So it took about 9 months, and what was birthed about 9 months later was a way to take all of that information and all of the activations and the initiations and all of it and organize it in a step-by-step process so that I could move other people through this transformation. And this particular transformation I call divine human upgrades. So it's actually helping, after you let go of everything that you're not, that's step one, the emotional mental detox that we all need to go through, then step two is embodying our divinity. So we already are divine beings. A human, you know, just by definition, is this sacred union of divinity and physicality. And, you know, we forgot that, and we've been programmed and have all kinds of, you know, illusions of separation that filter our knowing that that's what we already are. And, you know, there is some genetic modification that's gone on. So we have this divine human DNA already in us, but again, it lies dormant until we can activate it. And activating it has to do with our frequency, the energy that we broadcast. And as we raise our frequency, then we can activate that, and the process that I take people through helps to repair any damaged DNA or any missing pieces that might be there. So it really takes you through that process of fully embodying your divinity. And then the third step in the process is then to bring in the paradise. So that's more for the environment that surrounds you. So another big part of the work that I've been doing is what I call the paradise codes. So it's kind of the corollary of the divine human upgrade for humans and the paradise codes for the earth, for the land. And it works on the interface between the human consciousness and the earth consciousness. And
oh,
it
very nice.
Helps. Yeah, so it helps to, again, remove those veils of separation, because the earth herself is going through an ascension process. And if we want to live and survive and stay with her as she goes through that process, we need to align with her. And, you know, as we've lived here on this planet, all of our illusions of separation and all of our everything that we've manifested from that, you know, the pain, the suffering, the illness, the wars, the domination, you know, all of that that we have experienced and dramatized gets downloaded and recorded in the earth. And so that needs to be detoxed, just as, you know, we're doing the emotional mental detox for our body, then we do it for that interface between humanity and Mother Earth. And then we're, you know, then at the end of that, we're, you know, a divine human living in our version of paradise.
Very nice. You know, I sit here and listen to you talk, and I love the eloquence of the story of your life, because when you were describing working in the auto industry, your vocation during that time was an essential element to what you would become later on in your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's listeners that might be wondering what their own purpose is. And I just liked how your story was showing what seemed to be a non-spiritual element working in the auto industry, but yet what you were actually doing, you turned around and applied to the new material that you got through your awakening. And I think that's probably why your material is so comprehensive. So I'm curious about when you went around the world and visited these sites, how did you feel within your own self? As you know, you mentioned in France it was a quite profound experience, but after those 2 years, I mean, it's like you had to align with the earth itself so you could integrate with harmony with nature and life itself. How would you express the change that happened during that 2 years?
Mm. Well, I think in every spot that I went to, there was some kind of energy exchange and alignment. And it seemed like every place had something, a gift for me. And at the same time, there was something in my energy field that was gifting that place. And how did I feel? I just felt whole and complete is how
right.
I felt when it was done. And it was interesting because I was living in Detroit, and then I moved to Sedona, Arizona for 2 years. And it was during that time that I was traveling a lot. And in Sedona, there was somebody who had a aura machine where
right.
it would, yeah, so it, and not the snapshot ones, but the one that's a much more sophisticated. And so we were tracking how things were changing for me.
Oh, nice.
Evening. And, you know, as when I started out, I had a really nice kind of blue-green color, more green, but with a little bit of blue. And when I went to, one of the trips that I took from Sedona was to come here to Kauai. This was before I moved here. So when I was here in Kauai, I came back and my whole aura had turned white. And the chakras were really different. Instead of being round and colored, they were all white, and they were square. They kind of looked like cubes that kind of went into infinity, you know, like if you ever looked into one of those
mirrors.
I don't know, a thing. It looks like looking into a mirror and it keeps going into infinity.
Right.
That kind of look. And while I was here on Kauai, what I was feeling was this feeling in the top of my head, and it was a cool feeling in the top of my head, and I would get real kind of spacey, and I was traveling at that point with a friend of mine, and I'd say, would you just take me to the beach and bury me in the sand, because I feel like I'm about to jump out of my body. And so we would do that, you know, I just go in the sand, and that really helped a lot. And then when I got back to Sedona that time, found out from just like a flyer that was going around that there was a teacher who was saying he was going to have a workshop, and it was the to be initiated into the Platinum Ray. And when I was in Kauai and I would ask, you know, what is this? What is this feeling that I'm having in the top of my head? They would just say, this is the energy from the whales and the dolphins. And, you know, we just want you to have this energy. It's like, okay, you know. And then
right.
when I get back to Sedona, the flyer says the Platinum Ray. This is the frequency that in the past only the dolphins and the whales could hold that frequency. And now they're asking for people to bring it onto the land. And so it's like, oh, I don't have to go to that workshop because I just caught that when I was in Kauai. So things like that. When I went to Egypt and came back, then my whole system turned this really deep indigo blue, and it has stayed that way pretty much consistently since then. And I also understand now that I, you know, that's my ray that I came in on is this blue ray. So that's my true color, true soul color in this embodiment. So it was, you know, every place I went, there was, you know, gifts and exchanges and Then I had, you know, all of it. And yes, you know, you're right. I was really happy to have developed those skills that I did in the corporate world about being able to take all this information and all
these
initiations and somehow put them together so that I could guide other people through it in a step-by-step way so that they don't have to go, you know, spend 2 years and $100,000, you know, going through all this. It's all in the program that I put together. And I was also being told that I was being readied for this time, you know, that we're in right now, because this was happening like 12 years ago. So I've been doing the Divine Human Upgrades with people for 12 years, but it's only in the last year or so where, you know, enough people who have awakened to be able to understand what it is I'm offering here,
right,
which is an ascension program. And it's really very accessible because I've put it in a guided inner journey kind of format. So it's like a guided meditation, and yet it's so much more than that, because all the energy of all those activations and initiations that I have embodied, now I transmit through these guided visualizations. So it's actually, you know, you're actually going through the activations and initiations while you listen to these guided meditations.
Right. I like that. And, you know, had we contacted you while you were working in the auto industry and asked you if you were working on your spiritual path, it might not have come to your mind. I look at myself, and I've worked in broadcast television for 30 years, and the curious thing about it is my soul put me in front of television transmitters, these really high-powered devices. I just made one that makes 1,000,000 watts, and it was for me to understand the nature of our own inherent power within our being. And if you look at the media, there's so much about it that's incongruent with life, but still, it doesn't mean it's not a garden of souls and people who are getting just what they need to move forward. You know, your material is so comprehensive is about the only word I can think of, but as you talk about how when you traveled around the world and you come back and kind of check in with your personal energy, that core, you know, it's good to think of your body as a shell that goes over the top of that, because your physical body, it doesn't have nearly as much to do with the energy of your being as that inner aura, if you will. When you talk about your material, you emphasize the notion of a graceful transformation as a key to your approach. And I really like the idea of transformation that isn't a challenge or a struggle or difficult. Share with us what you mean by that graceful aspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, transformation, when I use that word, it really is about a big change, not little incremental changes. So you're really changing your state of being, like a caterpillar becomes a totally different kind of being when it's a butterfly. So it's that kind of change. And everyone who's attracted to this call and people who are waking up and so many who are here on the planet at this time, you know, we, at a soul level, we're here because we want to go through this transformation that not only humanity but the planet is going through. And so we're going to go through it, whether we do it, you know, consciously and gracefully, or we'll be dragged along kicking and screaming.
Right.
So the ungraceful transformation is when you start to get, you know, these messages, you know, maybe they're intuitive or maybe they're not so intuitive red flags, and we don't pay attention to them until our soul or our higher self or the universe or, who, you know, whatever you want to call it, says, okay, you know, I told you and you haven't done it, and so now I'm going to have to do it for you. And
right.
That comes in the form of, drama, really, to take you from one state of being to another. So, for example, you know, my higher self wanted me to realize that I was so much more than who I thought I was. And so for somebody who's not embracing that idea, we all have our self-identity. So some people might be really identified with their job or their career, or I was really identified with being married because that was what I was programmed to be.
Right.
But that was like the most important thing. And, other people might be really identified with their role as caretaker or parent or caretaker of people who are ill or something. So, you know, if your higher self wants you to see that that's not really all that you are, it can, you know, take that away from you in a really dramatic way, like a divorce, or, you know, you're tied to your job, so you get laid off from your job. Or I know one doctor who was just so identified with being a doctor, and he, you know, got a heart attack himself, and he couldn't work, and so he wasn't working, and when he wasn't a doctor, he didn't know who he was, so he went through this whole, you know, psychotic breakdown.
Right.
And, you know, those are examples of non-graceful transformation. So a graceful transformation is when you really take the time and you create the space and the time and the resources in your life to get some support and guidance for going through this in a graceful way, and to go through it consciously, and to get the support of somebody who's been through it before and knows the way and can lead you, and also, you know, a community of other people who are going through it as well, because a lot of people, you know, who are awakening may be awakening into a family or a group of friends who haven't quite awakened yet. So
it
can be a little hard to go through this by yourself when other people aren't, you know, moving along at your pace. So getting guidance and support and community around that is the most graceful way to go through it.
Right, and your material is an excellent framework too to help make that a graceful transition, because I've always been impressed at how encompassing it is. And if you didn't have that whole picture, and you were trying to go through a transformation with only a part of it being taken care of, then you're really not in balance. You're not really in alignment with that more authentic place within yourself. So I really like that.
Yeah, well, I find, you know, there's a lot of teachers, you know, coming forth now in these times. And so they're offering a lot of tools and techniques, which is great. I think the difference of what I offer is, it's like if you were to use the metaphor of these tools and techniques, you know, you've got your tools in a toolbox and, you know, you're standing there with your toolbox and you learned how to use all these tools, and yet, you know, you're standing there and it's like, well, where is the blueprint for this new reality I'm going to build, and where is the building materials, and where's the blueprint, and where's the architectural, you know, design? You know, I got is my toolbox. You know, so you don't know how to use the tools in which order, and, you know, to actually build that house, build your version of paradise. So I give you the full blueprint and the training on how to use it step by step. And that's, you know, that, and I'm so grateful for my past in the training arena, because that's what helped me to develop. And I think everybody, you're making this point before, I think everybody really does set themselves up you know, in their incarnation to learn and have available to them everything they're going to need to fulfill their soul's purpose. It just doesn't always look like that. So you might take the skills that you're good at or the things that you love to do and put them together in a whole different way than what you're doing, you know, in your 9-to-5 job.
Right. Yeah, I think every single one of us has that elegance or that grace as the baseline model of how our life can go. And like you said, if we don't pay attention to that, then the grace goes away and the school of hard knocks steps up. and
yeah.
It gets a little more dramatic. So, well, for those on the call today, what would you say is the most important place to start? What would you say we should focus on first?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say the emotional mental detox part of it is, you know, because you want to let go of what you're not. And, you know, all the programming, and I'll just say a little bit more about programming. When we are in our first, you know, from conception, actually, until we're about 7 years old, we're in a brainwave frequency that's like hypnosis. And so we're just downloading or we're recording everything that's going on around us, even the things that we're, you know, maybe not even paying attention to. It's just we're open, there's no filter, and it's just all going in. So, and then when we get to be about 7 years old, the another brainwave state comes in, which is what we call conscious, and they even talk about, you know, the age of seven being the age of reason, and that's when our left hemisphere of our brain comes online, and up until that point, it's really not there, it's not very active, and everything that was recorded before that point goes into our subconscious, and it's in there, and there's it's all a bunch of programs or tapes, or I like to use the word program because the computer analogy is just so apropos.
Right.
The computer scientists have, you know, created computers to model the mind. That's what it's doing, and it does a very good job of that. So this is just a bunch of programs that really don't have much of a consciousness. These programs get triggered by certain frequencies. So that's why we find that we have these automatic behaviors. So everything is recorded, and it can be activated by a frequency. So thoughts, emotions, different stimuli in our environment, they all have their own little unique frequency signature. So, I like the in that movie Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox. And
right.
Somebody would call him a chicken. And he would just automatically go into this behavior to prove that he wasn't a chicken, right? And he would just go way overboard, and he would always get himself in trouble when he would do that. And I think we all have just multiple triggers of, you know, and we're, it's even in the common vernacular, you know, he triggered me, you know, or he pushed my button.
Right.
And you just go and you do this stuff that you know better, but you can't help it because it's in the programming, and that stimulus comes into play, it activates, and the behavior is over and done with before you have a chance to consciously think about it and decide what to do. So that's the kind of stuff that it's not us. All that stuff that got downloaded has nothing to do with us. It's all stuff from the environment that we lived in. And what was going on, and, you know, recording the programs of our parents, recording their attitudes and their beliefs, and our teachers and our siblings. So So none of it is you, because you, the truth of who you are, is you are a being of love light. That's the truth of who you are.
Right.
And all the rest of it is false programming.
Yeah.
So getting rid of the false programming so that you can be who you are. And when that's gone, the triggers go. The buttons that people push, all the buttons are gone. They can't push it if it's not there. So we get rid of all that. We help to transform all of the emotions that I mentioned before, everything that you haven't is locked in you somewhere. And so we can transform all the pain and the anger and the feelings of abandonment and guilt and all of fear, you know, all of those frequencies that are in your body, in your energy field, we can transform them all into pure love.
Right.
And
reintegration,
Right, and that really, it helps with so many different things. It helps your body, because now your body can heal itself. It's not being blocked. The frequency that you broadcast raises. So I talked about the vibration, the frequency that you're at raises. When you let go or you transform those denser energies, it raises your vibration. And so then you come up to that vibration where then you're ready to activate your divinity. And, you know, if you haven't done this part of it, there's a lot out there that I've seen, and, you know, activate your DNA and all kinds of things that work on the etheric body. And they will have some effect, but they're going to wait until you've actually done this emotional mental detox. So that really is always the first step. And it's always been the first step in all of the ancient mystery schools. Everything,
sure.
Everything has been, and we spent lifetimes sometimes in those mystery schools going through these initiations, and most of them had to do with releasing fear. So one of the initiations that I recalled when I was in Egypt, there is one, it was called the opening of the mouth, and it was meant to so that you could clearly channel the higher knowledge and the higher wisdom. And what they would do is put this snake, it's called an asp, A-S-P, it's a poisonous snake, and they would actually put it right up into your mouth. You open your mouth, and it would flick its tongue, its head and its tongue inside your mouth. And if it felt fear in your frequency, it would bite you, and you would die.
Right.
And if it didn't, it would just flick its tongue, and that would be it. So, I mean, so many of the initiations had to do with really mastering your thoughts and emotions. And so we don't have to go through any of those dramatic kind of initiations and activations. It's, you know, it's not necessary. We can listen to some guided meditations and really effectively clear that out. So that's
nice.
The first step.
Well, there's an element to your material called the Radiant One Activation. What is that about?
Well, that was the first activation that started me off, and I think it really started me on the journey. And I can do that for everybody right now.
That sounds
if
good.
That's okay with you. All right. Okay. So what happened was, just to set this up a little bit, I was living in Sedona, and, of course, there's all those wonderful intuitive people around there. And
right.
Whenever I would have a reading, I would keep hearing about this book that I was going to write. It was, like, really an important book. And, you know, on and on about this book from all these different people. And I thought, well, okay, if they're seeing the book must somehow exist somewhere. So I'm going to tap into this book and see if I can, you know, bring it in. And so I went to the keyboard and said some prayers, and this is what came out. So we have it then. In the beginning, there was you. You are light. You are a radiant being of golden light shining brightly, brighter than any star, bright as a radiant child of God. You are light, and to light you shall return. Be confident in your radiance, dear one. Be alive in the light. Be the light. Shine. It is what you are. It is all you have to do. The time of doing is over. Your radiance has been seen by all other beings of light, and they are attracted to you. They honor you, you divine radiant being. Whence you came from light, you came to experience yourself as a creator God. You came to play with form. You clothed yourself in a body of matter. It was dense and heavy, and you adjusted to that in time. But once anchored in the density, you began to forget from whence you came. You forgot to remember your radiance. You entered the three-dimensional Earth hologram and agreed to play the game. Radiant one, it is time to remember who you really are. It is time to shine on the world once more. It is time to let your profound love flow through you to teach and heal. It is time, dear one, it is time. You are not your personality. You are not your thoughts. You are not your beliefs. You are not your feelings. You are not your behaviors. You are God expressing the creative life force through a human body, choosing to focus your attention through the physical eyes and perspective of that physical body. But other physical bodies are God, too. They are you, too. In the denseness of form, you forgot that. So your purpose now, in this time, on this planet, is to remember who you really are. It's to bring your radiance into this body. It is to transmute this dense physical body into a body of light. It is to anchor spirit into matter and express heaven on earth. Each body will express spirit and create heaven in a unique way. Oh, the magnificence of this divine plan. How many ways can we express heaven on earth? A different heaven for every body. Can you imagine that? So I just like everybody to feel into that and notice. Notice your thoughts. Notice your emotions. Notice if there was any resistance, any objection, any argument that came from that. And if there is, notice that. And now, who is it that's doing the noticing? It's not your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You are the one noticing your thoughts. You are the one noticing emotions and your feelings. You are the one noticing the sensations in your body. That is who you really are. So what did you notice, Les?
I loved every word of it. It was very beautiful. The language felt authentic and effortless, and that inner me that doesn't use words very often, but it just smiled. But that was quite excellent, quite delightful. I'm so glad that happened.
Yeah. Well, for me, I wrote that in, and while I was writing it, I was on fire. I mean, I was perspiring. There's tears coming down, and it was totally an activation. And I didn't write another word for years. So the book, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, if every page is going to take this long, this book is going to take for the rest of my life. But it was what needed to happen next was I needed to embody the Radiant One that I am. And that was what propelled me on the journey to all of the sacred sites. So the 2 years of that happened next. And it really wasn't until maybe about 4 or 5 years later that I actually wrote the book, it's called Sacred Union, Pathway to Paradise. And the book describes the divine human upgrades and the process, you know, that you go through and what I went through. And I guess I couldn't write it until I myself had embodied it and guided many, many people through it so that I could talk about, well, what happens when you go through this process and what kind of things can you expect and, you know, what are the tips and things that can make it an even more graceful journey. So that's what the book is now. It's after I've guided many people along this pathway.
It's funny, that's kind of how books are. You set out to write a book, and the book writes you. And, you know, you just mentioned about the embodiment of it. You had to embody it. And the elements of your material, especially the emotional and mental detox and whatnot, is to remove all that incongruent stuff from within ourselves so we can embody it completely in its truth. And can you share with those who are ready to step into their pathway today, the pathway to paradise, and start with the first step and release that old world from their selves about a special offer you've put together for us today?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So the special offer is called Pathway to Paradise Step 1. And you can find it on, if you go to realitycrafting.com and / P2P, the letter P as in paradise, pathway to paradise, P, the number 2, P, and a hyphen 97. So this is the special offer. It's the emotional mental detox program that I've been talking about. And if you scroll down to, there's testimonials and all kinds of things there for you to look at. But the first session is number 1, the male aspect detox. So this is 6 sessions, And what we've done is to identify what are the core issues, the core false programs that we all have, just as humans. So that's an important piece, because we all manifested or dramatized all of this stuff in very unique ways, but at the core, it's still these six issues. So that's
right.
Where we want to go and clear from is right at the core. So the first one is false programming about men, males, and you know, male expressions of energy, which would be the mind, mostly the mind. So everyone has a male aspect because we all have a mind. So that's the first one, and we're going to detox our relationship with father, men, and then it's also working with those first 7 years, which has a lot to do with relationship. You know, just we're in a body, so we have a relationship to the earth, and we have a relationship to our spirit, and then we have all these layers of separation, so that our mind and our hearts have this illusion of separation between them. So from that gets dramatized all kinds of things. So here we'll clear issues around abandonment, betrayal, victimization. We'll transmute all of the emotions that come from those kinds of experiences, like anger, rage, hatred, resentment. We'll clear the patterns of manipulation, control, enslavement. So after you detox, you're going to be able to replace distrust and defense and constriction with open-hearted trust and allowance for males and male expressions of energy. So you just really clear out all the false programming about males and male energy. And then you're going to be able to really discern truth and integrity in yourself and others. And you're going to be able to make wise and healthy choices. You're going to be able to create, you know, balanced, healthy boundaries and be very conscious about maintaining those boundaries and speaking up for yourself and in a very compassionate way. So then, of course, the next one is the female aspect. So with the male patterns, the false programming patterns around males have been eliminated, then the feminine part of us, which is our creativity, our receptivity, intuition, artistry, beauty, and the ability to sense and perceive energy that's coming from the environment that's not coming through our five senses. So our mind and our left hemisphere of the brain and the whole male thing only can get data input from the five senses. And then the feminine part of us.
We've only got about a minute left, so I was wondering if you had anything you'd like to express before we say goodbye.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, they can look at the offer there. And I guess the thing that I want to say is that you are love light in a body, and we need you. The whole world needs you to be who you are and to do what you come here to do. Your contribution is so important, and your soul passionately wants to express the unique gifts that you have. And anything that I can do to support you in being who you are and contributing those gifts that we all so badly need, I'm here to support you on that journey and on your pathway to paradise.
And Susanna, I highly recommend you. I think you do wonderful work. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you, Les. I really enjoyed being with you.
Okay, bye. Just a quick reminder, there's no show next week because of the Thanksgiving weekends. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.